school districts around the country have been testing their tap water for lead contamination this year. In some cases, they found concerning levels of the toxin. In New York, schools are now required to test, thanks to a new law just signed by Governor Cuomo. But some experts are asking if this frenzy of school water testing is the best way to protect our kids. Karen Chakurji of Side Effects Public Media reports from Rochester, New York.
A sink in the back of a classroom, a bubbler in a classroom, is what we call a fountain that doesn't have chillers on it.
Suzanne Wheatcraft is the environmental safety coordinator for the Rochester City School District. She's in this empty classroom showing a couple of TV crews how she samples water for lead testing.
Those would be places that you would test, a slop sink where a custodial mop would be in a custodial closet, you would not test there.
She puts on some latex gloves and fills up two small bottles with water.
After the water's been sitting,
she and her team have taken samples from 49 school buildings this summer.
Across New York, a lot of school districts are doing this. We're doing it voluntarily, proactively, and have been since Flint.
Now, all schools in New York will be required to test water and fix any issues. Flint prompted districts like Rochester across the country to test water. But it's important to note, in Flint, the water source itself wasn't treated properly and caused high levels of contamination throughout the city water supply. Here in Rochester, we're talking about contamination in specific pipes and faucets.
I'm not surprised that there are positive lead results in these samples just because of the generally old infrastructure.
Ronald Baer runs the lab that's testing Rochester schools and other districts around New York. Even before the law passed, New York schools were sending and resending so many water samples that labs had become backed up. In 2015, he says his lab tested roughly 600 or 700 samples for lead. This year, his lab has processed 10 times that, and it's only September.
I will say there were some samples where I saw some results that I was absolutely shocked at. Okay.
No lead exposure is good, but some public health experts say we're getting distracted. Deborah Corey Slekta is a professor of environmental medicine at the University of Rochester. She's advised the CDC and EPA about health risks associated with lead.
All this focus on water is frustrating because I know that all of these problems are going to remain once the water pipes get fixed in areas where you've already had this contamination.
For the most part, Corey Slekta says kids are much more likely to encounter dangerous lead levels in soil, dirt, dust, and paint, not as much in water, unless it's an extreme case. She says we'd be better off requiring all kids get screened for lead exposure or fixing buildings built before the 80s.
My only hope is that maybe the water situation will awaken people again to the main problem, which is the lead from paint and gasoline that's now contaminated the environment, and say, what are we going to do about this?
So far, the Rochester City School District has replaced all fixtures with any levels above the EPA threshold, according to Wheatcraft. The New York water testing law requires elementary schools to test water by the end of the month. Schools with older children have until the end of October. Karen Chakurji, Side Effects Public Media.